To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up at one of their offices near you, go to the website don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. And now, Don't Invest and Forget.
Welcome back to Your Financial Life. I'm Pat Vitucci. My special guest today and good friend, Esther Koch, is with Encore Management. She is a Medicare guru. She has all the answers. Esther, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So we've got some excitement coming up. We've got Medicare open enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. What does that mean to the average person?
Well, first of all, the average person that we're talking about is somebody that's already in Medicare. And it's primarily people that are either in a Medicare prescription drug plan, of which there's probably about 25 million of those, or someone that would be in a Medicare Advantage plan, and there's about 18 million of those people out there. Because this is the only time, generally the only time, you always have to say that with Medicare, generally the only time that people can change the plans that they are in for the subsequent calendar year period.
So you can change benefits or features or add or delete, et cetera, based on what you thought was important a year ago.
Exactly. And it's not that you're changing the benefits and the features. It's that the plans have likely changed their benefits and features. So that plan that you were in one calendar year may not be the right plan for you in the next year. It's really an important time for people to take a look at what the offerings of plans are for the next year.
Listeners should say, okay, here's what my activity's been for the last year. Here's money I've spent. Here's benefits I've used. And kind of do an introspection on, are they getting their money's worth for what they're buying?
Right. I would say that the money's worth is the most important point when it comes to a Medicare prescription drug plan. And the reason I say that is I like to give the example of, if you likened the drugs that you're taking to a Christmas list of presents, that if you've decided what you want to buy for each person, you tend to kind of shop where that's the cheapest place, if it's the same product. Well, these are the same drugs, and you probably have an option of some 25 different plans to choose or stores to buy those drugs. So it's really important because these plans vary significantly. They all meet a standard, but how they've decided to price the drugs, what tier they're putting it in, what the premium, what the deductible, what the copay, what the coinsurance, and most importantly, what drugs a particular plan has on its formulary, which I like to think of a formulary of a plan is the drugs that are almost on sale. So if it's on the formulary, it's going to cost less to you.
So, how many different drug plans are there?
Well, they vary by location and region. For example, in California, you have a choice of over 25 different drug plans. When the drug plan program started in 2006, there were over 50 plans. So there's a lot less plans, but still, those are a lot of plans, a lot of different options that you have.
And there's a Medicare plan finder. Is that kind of a guideline as to which one may fit you best?
Absolutely. So again, let's talk about this example of a Medicare prescription drug plan. So this plan finder will take, you enter certain information, primarily what your drugs are, the frequency, the dosage, then what zip code you're in. It will then sort those 25 drug plans from least expensive overall total cost to most expensive. And when I say overall total cost, I include the premium, I include any kind of copays that you've had to pay or coinsurance on the price of the drugs plus the premium that you're paying, that what's out of pocket to you. Because that's really the only way that you can compare these drug plans by how much they cost. And just because you get in a drug plan that has a cheap premium, it doesn't mean that you got a deal. And conversely, just because you select the most expensive premium plan doesn't mean that, you know, that's going to be the best coverage for you. So it just doesn't work that way. So this plan finder is a very significant tool to utilize.
Have the rules around generic drugs changed much over the years? Obviously, the generics are significantly cheaper and allegedly work the same way.
Yes, and that's really one of the best ways that, other than not taking drugs and getting a lot of exercise, the generics are the cheaper way to go. And for most people, they don't notice a difference between a generic and a branded drug. So if you can move to generic drugs, that is definitely a way to save money on your drugs.
Let's move on to the Medicare Advantage plans. That's a bigger topic, isn't it?
There's more research that one would have to do here. So if someone's in a Medicare Advantage plan, and then just a brief description of a Medicare Advantage plan, is a managed care option that someone can choose when they're in Medicare in lieu of going into Original Medicare, which is where you can go to any Medicare provider in the United States. But in a Medicare Advantage plan, you have a more restricted network of doctors that you can go to. But that plan may include some extra benefits like eye care or vision care. But most importantly, there's a restrictive network. So with a Medicare Advantage plan, what can happen is that the doctor that you've been going to this year is no longer going to be part of that network next year. So you can still go to the Medicare Plan Finder to have an outline of what plans are available to you in your particular area or region, but you're probably then going to have to go to the website of that specific plan to find out about the network. So the key with the Medicare Advantage plans are the network, but costs could come into that equation too, depending upon what the co-pays, co-insurance, and most importantly, the max out-of-pocket, annual out-of-pocket is for the plans, which can be over $6,000 a year. So it's important to understand what your max out-of-pocket and the average last year for people in Medicare Advantage plans on what they paid out-of-pocket was around $5,500 in that range.
Does it have to be this complex and overwhelming? I mean, really, the average retiree looks at this thing and says, oh, my gosh, I've got to now research 100 pages of what Medicare plan, Advantage plan works, what prescription plan works. I've got to go to a plan finder. Are there consultants that our listeners can call and say, okay, here's my family structure. Here's what I'm all about. Give me some advice without having me read through 100 pages.
Well, this was a nice setup because that's exactly what I do for my clients. But I can also say that there's another resource that people don't think about, and that's the adult children of these retirees. This is the perfect time for boomers out there whose parents are still alive to be there for their parents to do this review for them. And also, this gives that boomer the entree to understand more about their parents' medical situation. So many adult children don't know what their parents' medical coverage is, what their medical conditions are. So it's a great way for boomers to be assisting their parents, and it is also a great entree for them to get to understand more about their parents' health situation. So thank you for asking that question.
We're talking with Esther Koch. Esther is the founder of Encore Management. She's a Medicare and Aging Advisory Services firm. Esther, you've been doing this for a couple, 3 years now. How long have you been doing this?
Actually, since the Medicare Prescription Drug Program came into existence in 2006.
Wonderful.
And that was also in 2005. I was a delegate to the White House Conference on Aging. So I've been doing this for few more years, over a decade here.
We've got Medicare open enrollment period October 15th through December 7th. So Esther is clearly a specialist, knows a lot about the whole Medicare system. Any questions at all for Esther, give our offices a call at 1-888-PLAN-WISE, 888-PLAN-WISE, and Esther would be glad to walk you through this confusion. 888-PLAN-WISE. Esther, thanks so much for coming on the show. You've been on the show a number of times throughout the year. We'll continue bringing you back. This is an ongoing collection of challenging ideas and thoughts and modifications you really have to consider to get your money's worth. You've been paying into this for many, many years. It's now time to get the best benefits and features at the best possible cost. So, Esther, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us today.
Well, it's very much a pleasure, Pat. Thank you.